Sunday, July 23rd, 2023. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Kelly Krieg and is taken from Luke chapter 9, verses 28 through 36. Now about 8 days after these sayings, he took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And as he was praying, the appearance of his face was altered, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were talking with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and those who were with him were heavy with sleep, but when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. And as the men were parting from him, Peter said to Jesus, Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents. One for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah, not knowing what he said. As he was saying these things, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, This is my Son, my chosen one. Listen to him. And when the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone, and they kept silent and told no one in those days anything of what they had seen. Transformed. Life is not always easy, so when we get the chance to relax and be somewhere nice and comfortable where our troubles seem to fade away, we want to stay there. We want the feeling of a permanent vacation. No cares, no worries, just happiness. But as we all know, this is not possible. Through the Transfiguration, Jesus allows his disciples to catch a glimpse of the glory that will again be his after his resurrection. Like Peter, we too like to prolong mountaintop experiences, leaving the toil and trouble of the world behind. However, Jesus has not called us out of the world, but rather to overcome it. Accordingly, he lifts us up and strengthens us when we are challenged, reminding us that he has already overcome the world for us. Our rest is in him, here and now, and in the future for eternity. And it is certainly good that we are there. Amen.